Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Going to take a look at some smart travel planning next. And as we visit with Rick Seney, the CEO of FareCompare.com. He's been with us many times to talk about how to get the best deals on airfare. We can all, you know, he always talks about or can talk about lodging and things associated with air travel. And I hope you'll join in. If you have a question or comment, the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@WPR.org or go to our Facebook page and post a comment at The Larry Mueller Show. Rick Seney with us by phone today. Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning or afternoon, I guess, almost.
It was getting closer. Great to have you along here. You know, there's been a lot of focus on raising the debt ceiling. There's also another budgetary issue. The FAA has not been approved, which means that airline taxes aren't being collected. But are air travelers seeing any reduction in airfares as a result?
Well, this is sort of a two-step problem right now. Actually, on July 23rd, we have no longer collecting the sales tax of 7.5% and a variety of fees along with that related to how many times you take off. If you're buying your ticket today, you're not paying those taxes, but the airlines have actually lifted their prices to recoup that. Just to put that in perspective, we're talking about anywhere from $15 to $25 million a day in collect ticket taxes. If you're traveling, though, and you actually have traveled in the last 2 weeks, or it looks like with Congress actually going on vacation for 5 weeks, this will probably last until mid-September, you're actually due a refund. And right now the IRS and the airlines are dickering about who's going to actually provide that refund. Delta came out today and saying that they would start to process some of those refunds in the next week or so. So ultimately, there's two things. If you're flying right now and you bought your ticket before July 23rd, you're due a refund and we can help you out. Come to Fare Compare. We'll show you exactly how to get that. On the flip side, you're not getting much of a benefit. The only two airlines out there that aren't lifting their prices to recoup the tax fees are Alaska Airlines and Spirit Airlines.
Hmm. You recently posted an article that's available on FareCompare.com that's titled Airline Fees versus Airline Hikes, the Game of Airline Ticket Prices. Can you explain the rules of the game for us?
Yeah, I think the rules of the game are pretty simple. I think most people know when they get on an airplane that the person sitting next to them, and by the way, there's no empty middle seats nowadays, is either going to be paying more or less than they did. And typically, an individual flight has about 10 different price points. If you're a business traveler and you bought your ticket inside of 14 or 7 days before travel, typically you're paying $1,000 round trip. If you bought your ticket ahead of time and you flew on a Tuesday, that might be as low as $100 each way. So there's a game that goes on, and the prices change every day, every afternoon. And really what we're trying to do is take some of the mystery out of that. And in general, if I could just get consumers to shop one day earlier and not procrastinate, they'd save themselves money in general.
You also posted kind of a cool video about what to do, and this is on your website again, what to do when you get bumped from a flight. First, how does that happen? And then when it does, what do you do?
Well, a couple things. There's two different kinds of bumping, and there's a slew of new rules. So the compensation can be up to $1,300 for your trip. It was in the $650 range with some of these new rules, and those rules will be coming out at the end of August. In general, before they would ask you to do a voucher or something like that and get volunteers. In the new rules, they actually have to disclose to tell you that this money can come to you in cash. And so they actually have to tell you that it could come in cash. Some airlines like Delta are now doing an auction system where you can say, you know, I'm willing to give up my seat for $300 or $500. And then you get in an auction at the end. Airlines typically, don't try to overbook too much if they can, because they know these new rules are going to hit them pretty hard with this cash delivery. Most people want to get on the next flight. So that's one of the big problems right now, is if you give away your seat, get on that next flight out.
Yeah. So what do you do if
rarely take these deals, but yeah. Some people will actually, you know, depending on how flexible you are, You know, you can actually stack up some pretty good, you know, air miles if you don't have to be anywhere, a particular one. In this particular case, if you end up, they don't have enough people where they have to kick some people off, they go in sort of order. So if you're a frequent flyer, have a loyalty award, you're the last to go off. If you were the last to buy your tickets, then you would be the ones to go off. So in general, as soon as this happens to you, if you actually, you'll get your boarding compensation, but you have to help the airlines help you find that next flight. If they can't get you on their own flight, you have to help them say, look, take me on this other airline. And there's just not enough humans around anymore to help you process these things. That's the biggest problem. So have the airline's phone reservation system in order. And sometimes you want to just skip through and go to the VIP area, even if you don't have VIP access. They're going to help you out as well.
I'm just thinking back several years back. My sister lived in San Francisco and would fly back to Madison for Christmas, for the holidays. She would also always schedule her return flight for a busy day, and she'd try for an early morning flight, and then she'd get bumped sometimes two or three times. And she'd have enough vouchers.
And there now you have a trip to Hawaii.
So you can't do it.
If you have that flexibility, I think that's sort of an interesting thing to do.
She built it into her trip.
I think that's what now, you know, specifically times like wintertime when we have Mother Nature out there, sometimes Mother Nature builds it into your trip for you.
Yeah. Tell us how faircompare.com is funded. I think it's important for people listening to know that you're not getting a cut from the airlines that you might talk about on the air.
No, actually, so basically faircompare.com, we have a little over 4 million visitors a month right now, and we get the airfare data from the airline tariff publishing company, which is basically the airline ticket stock exchange. We process all the information, we send out real-time alerts, and all this is free to consumers if you sign up. And when you come to the site, you can do queries. We can tell you exactly when to start shopping your tickets. We're giving you advice about what day to start shop, you know, like the cheapest days to fly, when should you buy on your particular route. And with all that information, if you do decide to buy, it depends on the particular airline. Most of it's advertising based. So if you click on some of the ads, we get some money off of that. If you end up ultimately buying a ticket, you know, we're not biasing the display any at all. You can buy your ticket, and sometimes we do get a little, typically anywhere from $2 to $5 a ticket.
Okay. Sybil in Cable, Wisconsin, we turn to you next. Hi, Sybil.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I have a slew of questions for you.
Well, let's see if we can do a few of them at least.
Thank you. There's four girlfriends that are going to New York City over Thanksgiving. We have to leave the Saturday before, and we're staying 1 week. And the reason is Saturday is because two of the girls still work. So when should we order our tickets, and should we be looking for package deals or do it separately? And can you find the best deal for us?
Sure. What airport are you leaving out of?
Minneapolis.
So here's a couple things that are going on right now. There's a lot of sales going on. The magic travel date right now is August 23rd. If you depart August 23rd and beyond, all the way till mid-November, unfortunately, your trip's going to be for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They're discounting anywhere from $60 to $100 round trip right now.
Oh,
It's a little bit early to shop for Thanksgiving. Now, one of the good things is you're leaving on a Saturday. The busiest day of Thanksgiving is the Sunday after and the Monday and the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So are you leaving the Saturday before and returning the Saturday after Thanksgiving, or leaving the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
We're leaving the Saturday before. We're going there the Saturday before and coming back the Saturday after.
Right. So here's what I would do. They haven't started to release any cheaper prices on those dates right now. I'd be waiting about 2 weeks to start shopping.
Okay.
I'd come to our site. You could sign up for alerts specifically for that week and say, please tell me if the prices drop. At the moment...
Okay.
Right now, you're looking at, you know, for that Saturday trip, it's about a $100 premium right now. So if you leave on, I guess Thanksgiving's on the 24th, November 24th this year. If you leave on the 19th and stay 7 days right now, that's $212 out of Minneapolis right now. Right now, at that price point, I'm not positive it'll come down much off of that. I might just jump out there right now and buy those tickets right now, just over $200 all in.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good.
That's including some nonstops. So I definitely would jump in and do that right now. It looks like some of the sales are bleeding over. Just to give you an example, that Saturday departure is $212. The Sunday departure the day after is $400 right now.
Holy moly. would it be wise for us to like go for a package deal?
You could check package deals as well. I mean, it depends on your hotel. A lot of things that's happening right now is airlines aren't willing to discount too much on airfare, but the hoteliers are discounting quite a bit, especially the ones in the New York area. So if you look at those packages, you might be able to get a discount. I think mostly the hotelier will be discounting, but I definitely would check the packaging. If you come to our site, we have some packaging sites you can check as well. Ultimately, it just depends on what hotel you're at and whether or not they have a deal. And I'd check both of them because sometimes you can get a pretty good deal.
All right.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks very much for calling. Catherine in Wausau, we turn to you. Hi, Catherine.
Hello. How are you? And thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm looking to go to Florida, Naples, somewhere in there, Fort Myers, leaving either from Minneapolis or central Wisconsin late February or early March. Is it too early to talk about this now?
It is a little bit too early. Let me give you a couple of tips here. Most airlines start to release their cheaper seats about 3.5 months before departure.
Okay.
So that would put you sort of in the November, late October, early November timeframe to start shopping.
Okay.
For those seats. Typically, what happens is that before that time, if you're shopping this far in advance, which is about 5 months in advance, 6 months in advance, airlines are going to sell you sort of that fifth or sixth cheapest price point because they know that there are not going to be a lot of bookings and they're really not too in tune to how many bookings they're going to get on that flight. So they're not going to release any of their cheapest stuff up until probably late October and November. So I'd be waiting a bit before I start to shop for that. But I definitely would come to our site, sign up for alerts. You know, the airlines, you never know what they do. Sometimes they make mistakes. They throw some stuff out there, past 3.5 months, but very rarely does that happen.
Okay, when you sign up for alerts, how is that?
You just come to our site, type in, I want to go from Minneapolis to Fort Myers, or you can also sign up for Naples, for example.
Sure.
You can say, I want to go in what particular week in February.
Sure.
It's all free. And then as soon as the price starts to drop on that route, in real time, we'll send you an email whenever the price starts to drop.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And Tom in Middleton, on to you. Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Thanks for the show.
Mm-hmm.
We're planning on heading to Hawaii last week of January. We're flexible on departure day, and we're planning on staying for 10 days to 2 weeks. So I guess I'm just curious as to when would be the best time.
What airport are you leaving out of?
Oh, probably out of we could leave out of Madison, Milwaukee, or Milwaukee.
All right, let me take a look at Milwaukee. Okay, so the good news is that typically Hawaii is extremely expensive over the holidays, and it starts to come back down pretty dramatically the second week in January. So you're flying just about at the right time.
Okay.
Right now, for a two-week trip, the prices are in the low 600s out of Milwaukee at the moment to Honolulu.
Okay.
That's not a terrible price. It's not a great price. I'd be shooting for like high 500s. I think the prices will probably come down in the next about a month or so.
Okay.
So I'd be shooting for like that $580 round trip, $590 round trip. Although right now it's running, for the last week in the high 600s round trip all in.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Are there other packages that would work possibly for this type of thing?
Yeah,
at all?
When you start to get into packages, the hotels have had really tough time in Hawaii recently, and really the economy is softening a little bit. We're hearing from the airlines that fall, they're not as optimistic about the fall as they were sort of earlier this year. So I would expect prices to come down, not only on airline tickets, but on hotels as well. And they're willing to discount pretty heavily. So I definitely would check packages along with those tickets. But sort of that a la carte price you want to shoot for is the high 500s if you can right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Rick Cini, CEO of FairCompare.com. Our guest here, Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer. I'm Larry Mailer here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking smart travel planning with Rick Cini of FairCompare.com. Thank you so much for listening in. Give us a call with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. email at talk@WPR.org, and don't be afraid to go to our Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post there as well. An email from Amy, who says, I'll be going to Hanoi sometime between December 27th and January 1st, and returning in the neighborhood of April 5th. What tips would you have for getting a great fare, best days of the week to travel? My closest international airport is Rochester, Minnesota, or Minneapolis, but I could fly from Chicago if that's best. In addition, I'm thinking of stopping in Sacramento for a couple of days before leaving the country. What airline is the most reliable and comfortable? Flying Coach, of course.
Of course, yeah. Well, there's a whole pile of stuff to sort of go over some tips there. First of all, Trans-Pacific flights right now have been pretty high recently. The average fuel surcharge is about $420. Tax is about $120. So before they even start to charge for airfare, the cost is in the sort of $650 range, and ticket prices have been going in the $1,300 to $1,400 range right now, round trip and coach. A couple of things to do. First of all, when you're staying that long in a location, it sounds like she was staying a little over 3 months there, it sounded like to me.
Yeah, January 1st to January, February, March, April. 3 months.
Right. So the cheapest airfares to Asia typically have a 2 month or a 3 month maximum stay. Some of them are 2 and some of them are 3 months. So you want to stay under that magic 2 or 2 month or 3 month mark. Otherwise, you're not going to get the cheapest airfare. To Europe, it's a little bit different. There's a 30-day maximum stay if you want the cheaper airfare. So definitely be aware of that sort of 60-day and 90-day limit. If you stay, 92 days versus 90, the price could jump by $400 or $500. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that when you fly, Trans-Pacific, they have basically what they call midweek and weekend fares. So the midweek fares typically are about $80 cheaper round trip than the weekend fares, and that's if you depart Monday through Thursday. So if you can leave Monday through Thursday to go to Asia, you're going to save yourself $80 there. If you leave on a Monday and come back on a Sunday, for example, several weeks later, you'll get half the benefit.
Okay.
And so if she wants to stay in Sacramento, sometimes it's better to actually look at tickets from the West Coast into Asia. They typically are cheaper. She might want to buy a domestic ticket or use her miles to go to Sacramento, stay a couple days, and then actually look from her ticket out of Sacramento, a round trip ticket. Typically, that's about $300 or $400 cheaper than flying from places like Chicago and Minneapolis.
There we go. Joan in Eau Claire, on to you now. Hi, Joan.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm interested in when is the best time to purchase flights to Italy for a May 2012 travel. And I'm interested in touring Venice and Florence, my husband and I. And my question, too, is the approximate cost.
Sure. So, first of all, you want to start shopping about mid-December for that ticket. Right now, ticket prices are going to be in the $1,300 to $1,400 range out of airports like Chicago and Minneapolis and Milwaukee. A little bit too high right now. You should shoot for, and it all depends really what happens over the next 3 or 4 months with oil prices. If we stay at $100 a barrel, or if we go down to 80, or if we go up to 120, that's going to drive the price pretty heavily. They're not discounting a lot right now. So I would definitely wait until sort of mid-December to buy that ticket. Typically, you'll be flying into Rome or Milan, depending on one. Rome is typically a little bit cheaper than Milan.
Okay.
There's really good train service, really, between all those cities. You said you wanted to go to Venice and then to Florence. I recently took that same exact trip a year and a half ago, and we flew into Rome, hung out there for a few days, and then took the train to Venice and Florence. So I think you'll find that what you should shoot for really is about the $950 range.
Oh.
So right at the $950 to $1,000 range, as long as you leave in early May. Once you hit about May 15th, they start to raise the prices pretty dramatically. And so you'll be looking at more like $1,100 to $1,200 after May 15th.
There you go.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks so much for calling. I have an email from a broke University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee student. Wants to go to Montreal in mid-November. When should we buy plane tickets?
Right. So mid-November, I'd be shopping right now. As long as you go before November 15th, you're going to catch some of these sales. The sales now are on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. We saw some really good Canadian sales, actually, recently.
Oh.
Typically, Canadian airfare runs about $100 more than sort of a typical distance domestic flight.
I've noticed that.
And that's really because there's just not as much demand for those locations, and they're able to get the – and there's just not as many flights. So ultimately, what you want to shoot for is be sure and leave on a Tuesday, Wednesday. Saturday right now is where the discounts are, and come back on that day and absolutely leave before the 15th of November. You'll save yourself at least $100 on that ticket.
An email from Katrina who wonders, how can you best plan for and arrange for funeral travel?
Yeah, this is sort of a last-minute thing usually, right? Because you're not able to sort of predict when that's going to occur. So here's a couple of tips for sort of last-minute travel. The number one thing you're doing with last-minute travel is you're going to go out and price a ticket, an emergency that's going to happen a day or two or maybe even 3 or 4 days, and they're going to treat you just like a business customer and charge you $1,000 round trip. So to get around that, you want to use your miles if you have any. If you don't have enough to get a free ticket, the airlines actually will let you top off your account by buying some miles. That's another way to do it. Or if you have a friend or family member that has enough miles to do a free ticket, barter with them and they can actually get a free ticket for you and put your name on it. So that's the best way to do it. Most people think that there's bereavement fares out there. Really, those went away almost a decade ago. There are a few airlines that have a 10% discount. Unfortunately, when you call the airline to get the discount, they charge you a $25 fee, which tends to reduce the 10% off. United, for example, does that. Another way to do this is to look at packages. Packages, they tend to negotiate rates that aren't very good if you're buying, you know, 2 or 3 months in advance. But they're really good at the last minute because they've been a fixed rate. And even if you don't need the hotel or car for the part of the package, you can toss that. Sometimes it's much cheaper. The package rate is actually cheaper than the single ticket. So I would look at those three strategies, basically.
Here's an interesting Facebook question from Danny. My girlfriend and I want to take a trip. We have current passports, about $800 each to spend, and would like to take a week off. We're open to going anywhere in the world, anytime now, between now and December 31st.
Here's what I would do if I was holding that. So the $800 mark is sort of the magic mark to Europe right now. I'd be going, and you can fly out of Milwaukee right now for $750 round trip to London right now. And that's for September. And September is perfect, especially early September.
Yeah.
The weather is really good there. In general, it may be a little rainy, but it's just not quite as warm as it can be on certain summer days. Also, if you look at that, I would go right now at $750. I'd go to London, and then I would take maybe spend a pound or two on an EasyJet or a Ryanair flight, fly pretty much anywhere you want to go within a two-hour radius in Europe, and just. Especially if you're younger and you don't have a lot of checked baggage and you pack light, you can go pretty much anywhere you want to go once you get there. They're selling tickets over there for 10 to 20 pounds if you buy them right now.
Oh. George in Milwaukee, your turn. Hi, George.
Hey, thanks. Going to Madrid in either, I guess, maybe the last week of October or first week of November, returning around November 20th, wondering what I can expect, and would like to leave from Milwaukee, could possibly do Chicago because sometimes it's a little cheaper, but I'm wondering if you've got any other suggestions and how much it would be.
Yeah, sure. So same sort of tips. You want to go on a Monday or Tuesday. I'm doing a quick look here to see what it looks like in October and November. My guess is the ticket prices right now are close to $1,000 round trip to Madrid. Spain, actually $934 right now. The magic date is if you leave after October 24th, the price drops down to about $820 round trip.
Okay.
In fact, I see a couple, if you leave, for instance, on the day before Halloween, it's $780 round trip to Madrid right now.
Wow. Okay.
And I can tell you, that's an unbelievable price because the taxes and fees alone with fuel surcharges is about $540. So they're charging you $100 each way for airfare.
Huh.
And that's from Milwaukee?
And that's from Milwaukee.
Wow.
And what airline is that with?
Let me take a quick look here. This is for a 10-night trip. It looks like Delta. And so Continental actually is 787, American 787, Continental 787. Delta is a little bit more at 830.
Do you think the prices would go down if I don't purchase until September?
I think this is a good deal, right? So, you know, if I could forecast oil prices, I would tell you the answer to that.
Right.
But given where we are with sort of oil prices, and they've been pretty high. Last year, the average oil price was around $83 a barrel. It's been averaging in the high 90s recently. So I'd go ahead and lock in with this.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Email from Genevieve in Madison. My daughter will be spending the spring semester, that's mid-February to mid-June, in Paris. With that longer length, what's the cheapest way to get from here to there and back? Would buying miles be a good option?
This is one of the areas, if you can buy miles, certainly if you, it's not cost effective if you have to buy all 30,000 or 50,000 miles for the international ticket. But if you have some miles you need to top off your account, that would absolutely be the cheapest. The biggest problem here is that 30-day maximum stay. So when you stay longer than 30 days, they tend to charge you quite a bit more.
Yep.
And you certainly don't want to buy one-way tickets either, because one-way tickets are like $2,000 each way for coach. So in essence, what you're trying to do here is use your miles if you can. Absolutely, the best time to start shopping for this, and they said in April, right? They wanted to leave in April?
Yeah, return in April.
Return in April. So,
oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Let me check that again just to make – I think it was leave – sorry, mid-February to mid-June.
Mid-February to mid-June, yeah. So for February, about 4.5 to 5 months before departure. So I'd be shopping, not right now, I'd be waiting about a month and a half or so to start shopping for it. Really what you're shooting for there is a price point in the probably $1,300 to $1,500 range. And that it would be a little bit lower other than the fact that she's staying for, you know, 3 or 4 months.
Dennis and Toma, on to you now. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. Leaving either Madison or Milwaukee, destination would be Nassau, Bahamas. Time for five nights, anywhere between the 24th of September through the 9th of October.
Okay, let's take a quick look.
Your leave time would be any time in there.
That's correct.
Okay.
Right, so
5 nights.
There's been some pretty good deals recently to Nassau from the East Coast. So right now, if you're looking at that, you said sort of late September?
Yeah, the last week of September, first week of October.
So right now, the last week in September is running about $324 round trip, all in to Nassau. That's a great deal out of Milwaukee. That price point is down about $125 from 3 weeks ago.
Oh,
wow!
So $320 is an excellent price into Nassau. I'd be jumping on that one right now. Let me see what airline that is. Looks like it's multiple airlines here. Yeah, so that includes, it looks like AirTran and Delta are matching each other. So AirTran's having a sale and Delta's matching it. So those are your two airlines you want to fly there.
All right. Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Rodney in Fountain City, hello to you.
Good morning. I would like to talk to you about the importance of and the benefits of flight insurance. My partner and I were in Hawaii for a three-week stay, and he had a stroke during that time, and we were unable to fulfill our tickets back to the mainland, but we had flight insurance. And because of that, we were able to stay another week on the island, and our hospital bills were paid, and our hotel was paid, our car rental was paid, and we were connected with an organization called OnCall International out of New Hampshire. And they called us every day, and they assured us that everything would be taken care of. And they flew us back home, first-class tickets with wheelchair accessibility. I'll tell you, when you fly next time, get flight insurance.
Well, here's sort of my thoughts on flight insurance in general. So, and trip insurance in general. If it's if you're paying $200 for your ticket or $300 for your ticket, I just don't think it's a very good deal. Typically, they're going to charge you anywhere from 8 to 14% of your ticket price for insurance. If you have an event, a wedding or a special deal for 3 weeks, or there's medical issues or anything like that, I think it's a perfectly good product. They just have to be very careful with these insurance companies, because a lot of people got stuck, for example, when we had the Icelandic volcano issue and we had almost 2 weeks where nobody could fly to Europe. Sometimes Mother Nature is included, sometimes it's not. So be very careful about reading the fine print when you go out to buy that insurance.
Yeah. Thank you very much for calling, Rodney. I'm glad things turned out so well for you. Email from Keith in Wanakee in January, February, or March of 2012. I'd like to fly directly from Atlanta to Johannesburg and stay for 2 weeks. Is one month better than the other?
Yeah, it's sort of interesting. I just wrote my USA Today column that's not even out yet on getting to Cape Town. So I've been doing a lot of research on Africa, South Africa especially. Absolutely, you need to start shopping in about a month and a half from now. And, you know, the ticket prices are pretty expensive. I mean, typically from the Atlanta area, which is a little bit better because Delta has pretty good service out of there to Europe, connecting almost everything into South Africa goes through London Heathrow. So you'll be connecting there. And you should be looking at probably the $1,750 to $1,800 range. If you start shopping about a month and a half or two right now, you might get about 10% off that.
Margaret and Mequon, we'll turn to you now. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. Recently, I had a trip on an airline, and I had to call back to talk to an agent, and I was on hold for 35 minutes one time and about 45 minutes another time. I'm wondering if there's any trick to getting a human being on the phone quicker.
Well, there are a few things you can do. First of all, sometimes if you'll call the loyalty phone numbers, if you have a friend that has loyalty status and they have a special phone number you can call, that's the number to call because they have more people manning those phones.
Mm.
If in this particular instance, they've been cutting back call centers quite a bit, and they're trying to get as many people to do these things online as you can. If you want to do a refund and exchange, most airline sites let you do that automatically online if you want to do that. And what were you trying to give them a ring about?
They had forgotten to ask me my birthday, and they sent me an email saying, call me and tell us what your birth date was.
Yeah, typically, unfortunately, the websites for airlines don't have some of this stuff with the name and the date of your birth on tickets when they do that, and you do have to end up calling, and they should not allow you to book a ticket, to be honest, where you don't specify that up front. So that was definitely their fault. The problem is getting them on the phone. And I think the main thing you want to do is try to steer away from the times when everybody's calling. So what I would do is try to call around lunchtime. That typically is most people are flying then. It's sort of a softer period. There's not a lot of questions. If you call in the morning hours from about 6:30 to 9, you're going to have trouble. And if you call really from 4 to 7, you're going to have troubles.
I tried calling one night about 10 o'clock.
And they still had trouble with that. Yeah, there's been a lot of complaints. You know, the airline's customer satisfaction ranking ranks below that of the IRS.
Oh.
So a lot of this has to do with these problems when you're required to call. Sometimes they change your reservation. You're required to call a variety of other things, and they just don't provide enough people today. And unfortunately, I don't know which airline it was. This is just going to be an endemic problem as airlines struggle to survive in sort of the $100 barrel environment.
Would it help if I wrote a letter to the CEO?
They do read them, actually. Well, at least their handlers will read them. I think another interesting thing you could do is actually go on their Facebook page and actually type up exactly what happened on Facebook and on Twitter. So if you do those, you'll probably get an instant response because they really do monitor their brand presence on Twitter and Facebook.
Ah, good,
great.
Good point.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Margaret, for calling. Rebecca emails and is planning a trip to Guatemala over Christmas this year, leaving around the 22nd of December, returning around January 4th. I know it's the worst time to plan a trip, but I don't have a choice. Can you please advise me about when to buy these tickets? Maybe there's a wedding or something. Who knows?
Gosh, I wish there was. You know, right now, Latin America and South America are some of the most expensive tickets out there. It's one of the hottest growing markets, and airlines, that's one of the few areas where airlines are growing, and those ticket prices are really expensive, and typically in the, you know, anywhere in the $800 to $1,300 range right now, places like Brazil and Guatemala. In essence, what you're going to do is the same sort of tips. You want to start shopping about 4 months in advance. Come to our site, sign up for alerts from a couple different cities. I would definitely, the price difference between going from Chicago, for example, and Minneapolis or Milwaukee can be wildly different, especially, and if you're going from a place like Madison, for example, it could be even more expensive. So I definitely look to see what the fly drive options are. You may have to drive a couple hours to a bigger airport, but I definitely would try to fly out of a bigger airport. Typically, they discount anywhere from 10 to 25% more than if you're flying out of a regional airport.
Peter in Madison, your turn. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks for calling.
We're taking a trip to Italy about October 19th for 2 weeks, and it's going to be in the Rapallo area. We probably fly into Genoa or Milan out of Madison or Milwaukee or Chicago. And I'd like to use frequent flyer miles. I wondered what the best strategy is for using those.
Well, you have to get on right now and try to book those tickets on frequent flyer. It's today the frequent flyer redemption stuff is all on capacity control, and it can change on a daily basis. So you have to be very proactive about going onto their sites. And if you have some flexibility on the dates, you're more likely to be able to get that ticket. But those are pretty popular tickets to Milan and Italy. The hardest place to redeem tickets are sort of what I call the big six, which is London, Rome, and Paris, Hawaii, New York, and Orlando.
Okay.
So if you're going to those six locations, you got to be very proactive. They can change dramatically. It has been a little bit softer, especially for October. It's not a big time for flights into Europe. So you might be able to do that. But I would check every afternoon. You need to go on there and actually look to see if you have some tickets to be redeemed.
There you go. Thank you, Peter. And Sandy in Sun Prairie, on to you. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. What we're looking at is my husband and I are looking at going to Thailand over Christmas break, so leaving December 26th or around there into early January 3rd or 4th.
What airport are you leaving out of?
We would be willing to drive, whether it's we're near Madison, but Chicago or Milwaukee, and okay. We're looking to fly into Chiang Rai if possible.
Can you fly? Are you staying a couple weeks or a week or?
Right, we'd leave around December 26th and then back early January, and we're flexible on the time.
All right, let's take a look and see. Right now, Asia, you know, again, you're looking at during that Christmas time period. The good news is that the Asian market is mostly a business traveler market, and they don't like to fly during Christmas time. So prices are actually down a little bit over Christmas. You know, typically you're going to be looking at sort of the $1,300 range right now for that ticket, down from about $1,500, you know, if you're flying sort of in early December or November. You know, so I'd be shooting for that $1,300 to $1,400 range. I'd be shopping pretty much right now. I'd start looking, sign up for alerts, but that's how much it's going to cost. I definitely would fly out of Chicago or Milwaukee. Sounds like Minneapolis is a little too far there.
Yeah.
Definitely check out of Chicago, but I would check out of Milwaukee too. If it's closer, it looks like Milwaukee's running about $50 more, and it might be worth just going out of Milwaukee.
For $50, yeah, it'd be worth it. Definitely, at least for me anyway. Oh, Rick, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Sorry we didn't get to everybody, but that's the way it always works. You'll be back again, won't you?
Absolutely.
Rick Cini, who is the CEO of FareCompare.com. That's FareCompare.com, F-A-R-E, Compare.com. And one of our regulars, and it's always great to have him along, and he will be back. Well, if you're planning on staying a little closer to home, I hope you will consider attending one of our Wisconsin county fairs. We'll talk county fairs coming up next on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.